My beloved family, please excuse my absence. I've been going through a couple of trials. One has been just physical weakness that was off the charts and needing more rest. And it's been my desire to share with others the way the Lord confirms things to us. In an effort to do this very thing, I got a little too involved and slid off track. Sometimes the concepts are good and edifying, but our methods can be contaminated by our flesh and desires to make things better. In short, I got compulsive, and that age-old panther emerged from the dark lagoon of my past. So that combined with extreme fatigue, which I don't understand the reason for, except I know some of it was intercession for the nation. Please forgive me, dear ones. I am so very human. Just ask my family on the mountain and they will tell you. Yep, she's a piece of work, all right. And what's worse, I learn very slowly from my mistakes. God forbid that should happen to you. In other words, I tend to repeat them because I have strong self-will that is not totally crucified yet. We are working on it, though. When, Lord, when will I give up this obnoxious self-will? I thank God for you and your prayers, heart dwellers. The Lord knows I need them. Please continue to pray for me to stay on track and not allow the enemy to lure me away from sharing with you the Lord's heart. There is so much he has to say during this time. And temptations can be so subtle, a good thing that takes you off track just a little degree, and along come more temptations while you're doing that, and you get off track another degree and another degree. The enemy knows our weaknesses and that they are occasions of sin. I'm sharing this with you. Please avoid every occasion of sin. Be especially wary during this time of the year when we can all be led astray by sentimentality that leads not to healthy relationships and honoring God, but to greed and avarice. I believe we sometimes are allowed to fall because of judgment of others, and I certainly hate those fiery darts that come seemingly from nowhere to falsely or rightly accuse someone. Sometimes it's my impatience that causes me to judge. Other times I see an unwilling attitude in another, and instead of reminding myself of how often I've been unwilling, I get upset about it. Rather than doing violence to my rash judgment, I let that thought land and become a bitter seed. And bitter seeds are highly dangerous. They send out roots from your heart and overtake you. Please, dear family, repent of them immediately whenever you feel bitterness in your heart. I have been guilty of this, and it has opened the door for me to be humbled with my own weaknesses. Some of my friends out there even pray I will fall into judgment and be chastised by the Lord. God bless you, dear souls. You're teaching me to exercise more charity and self-control. Because the ultimate result of my foolishness is, well, summed up in a saying, the road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom and humility, I might add. Amen. Getting to the matter at hand, what's really on our Lord's heart right now in our nation, as the fires increase and rage in our country, so do the witnesses who have seen fireballs coming from heaven and landing with a plume of smoke. These are asteroids that accompany the inbound Planet X, and according to Mike from around the world, this is only the beginning. I have sought the Lord about the fire from heaven, and tonight I listened to Mike from around the world. He's on SoundCloud, and his channel is called Council of Time. And every Thursday night, he gets together with Paul Begley and shares things that are going on in the world. And he has a lot of wisdom about the climate and military things, which are not top secret, but they are very interesting to hear. And to understand the dynamics between nations, He also has a very good handle on that. And I don't normally listen to outside sources, but this is one that the Lord has brought to my attention. So I always double check with him whether or not he's accurate. Sometimes for me, it helps to hear input from others and bring it to the Lord for verification. So I'm asking you, Jesus, was what he said about the current state of our nation and the world, was it accurate? Jesus began, Claire, you know I prefer to give you things directly, but I do allow for moments when you can receive outside information. And the answer to your question is that his information is highly accurate, but never attach a time frame to anything, because prayer changes things. And there are far more variables that affect timing than any human intelligence can calculate. Only I know the times, yet you do know the seasons. And these are the seasons of the end times. You have been very much distracted and scattered with your project and have lost your fine tuning with me, my dear one. As you choose only me and not to engage these other activities that rob us of our intimacy, your thinking will become clearer and you will better discern when I want to begin a message with you. Yeah, that had been a problem. My attention was not on the Lord's voice. It was on gathering materials for this project. Jesus continued, thank you for corresponding to Grace, my love, and coming back and setting those things aside so we may go deeper into what is happening in this world. First of all, your country is in an unparalleled crisis beyond even civil war, and the potentialities for chaos are even greater. Yet the prayers of my people are like a silver thread of sanity that penetrates all those souls belonging to me and open to the truth. Many refuse to entertain the seriousness of what is happening now in this country, because their focus is prosperity, having a nice holiday, buying gifts, staying safe from the China viruses. Yes, I said in plural, viruses, because there are far more than one. This preoccupation with wealth and well-being has kept some conditioned Christians from recognizing the great danger your nation is in. It is a fact that when the enemy wants to discredit truth, he presents it in a blatantly scornful and humorous light that keeps even the intelligent people in line, not wanting to be labeled as conspiracy theorists and thereby lose their credibility and respect in the community. This tactic has always worked to shut down the weak ones who really know what's going on. And when I say weak, I mean morally corrupted because of their attachment to riches and lifestyle and their position in society. To protect their lifestyle, they avoid every semblance of conspiracy theories. My love, I am protecting this nation, yet she still has much to go through to discover her true value and worth. There is no nation on earth like America, and Satan hates her with a passion. That is why he has worked so hard to bring down the government and make it captive, as he has done with others. My Chinese believers that listen in, they could tell you what it's like to live under that. And that's the way we're headed if we don't vote for Trump, continuing on with the Lord. Your president has struck the heart of Satan's army with a lethal blow. He has gone for the jugular, and all the well-laid plans are coming down like dominoes. Yet you are not free from danger yet. This election is very critical, and by no means should you slack off on prayers or voting. This is a very critical time to make your voice heard. I cannot stress it enough, my Christian people. Shout it from the rooftops. Your country is going to be rent in two with an unavoidable conflict between good and evil. And if you are not listening to me very carefully, you will side with evil. Dear ones, we have a responsibility to protect the unborn, whether we like or dislike a candidate. whether they support our personal concerns or are indifferent to them. We are the only ones who can stop abortion in America, which opens the door to God's judgment. Just look at New York City and you get a good picture of how those who support murdering babies in their mothers' wombs have incurred God's wrath. I just don't understand it. To continue with what the Lord was saying, no one wants to be ridiculed or looked down upon. It is a truth that all my prophets had to learn to conquer their fear of ridicule before they could be entrusted with national business. And here you are, my people, at a crossroads. Will you stand for truth and justice, or will you tread water and play the status quo? The fate of your children rests in your hands. Awake from your slumber, my people, and stand upright for justice and truth. If you want your country, you must break the spell of the lying media and the lies it's cast over your thinking, and embrace the hard facts as they are, the truth. Remove yourselves from your comfortable couches and declare what is right. Risk being ridiculed and ostracized, but do not risk your souls or your freedom. There is truly an opportunity for your country to be great. It all depends on her people and how faithful they are in the midst of a corrupted generation formed with satanic morality, which declares all things licit. As an aside, they have injected incredibly immoral things into the school system and gotten away with it, so that a lot of our young people are very confused about what's right. But those who know the Lord are not confused. They know what is right. Jesus continued, "If you want this nation to survive, you need to be on your knees and praying like never before. Some of you have done well so far, but others now need to join and press their hands together in praying, crying out to heaven to make their voices heard on high. You who have kept your voice quiet in the face of what is really happening are already captive and useless in my army. What will you do when faced with your execution for my name's sake? How will you respond at that final moment of truth? Will you deny your Lord or stand for him? You see, I am calling you out of the army of ridicule, where you have been bound and held silent. I am calling you now to speak up and declare what is right. Do you have the courage? I am teaching you on a gradient scale to do what is right, so that if that moment comes in this life, you will have the courage to die for me if you must. But those of you who love the world and its benefits will not survive the trial of faith that surely will come to your door. You are still so attached to your lifestyles of affluence that you will not risk bodily death for me. This is the hour for you to turn from your ways and embrace the possibility of martyrdom. Begin with declarations of what is right and true, and you will be prepared to renounce your life for me if that time comes. Those of you who have already reached this point of commitment will be raptured, but there are far more Christians who have not, and they will be tried in the fire. I am standing with you, America. I am dispensing graces to live for and declare the truth. I speak to your conscience in quiet moments. I tell you that you are needed in this war. Please do not turn your backs on me or on your country. Take your stand now. The graces are flowing like a river for you to be strong and accomplish that. I love you and I bless you now, and I am with you every moment of your life. Be strong in me.